So welcome back to those of you who have been, here recently. Welcome back to those of you who have not been for a while. I find summer is often sort of a small little group, a few people who can drop in as people are traveling and all the irregularities of schedule that happen. And it's just so precious to have this chance to pause midweek, midday, to be present with each other, present with our own experience, and to begin again. We get so caught up in the flurry and the flow of life, and then we can just settle and stop and savor and then step back into, the flow with a little more of connection back into perhaps our intention for presence. And for those of you sort of stepping in, we are kind of at the beginning of a new series that is revealing itself around the five remembrances. So these practices with teachings that help us meet some of the flavors of impermanence in the world and help us shift our relationship with sense of self. So this series is sort of coming out of a series we had done on the three characteristics, and there was some curiosity about deepening into working with impermanence and this sometimes confusing teaching on not self. And it's a revisitation to some series that we had done earlier around the heavenly messengers, like how do we navigate living in this body that is moving in the direction of falling apart, and to do so with some measure of grace and equanimity. So let's practice together. Let's begin with a practice and allowing it to be a soft landing into this moment, an intentional arrival. That might be that the body needs to arrive, eyes open, and just sort of, taking in the space where you're sitting. It might be that what's most supportive is to soften the gaze or close the eyes to allow a deeper connection with the felt sense of being here in the body. Bringing awareness to the touch points, feet, seat, perhaps hands, and the surfaces that receive each of these parts of the body. And inviting resting into the support. Allowing allowing a letting go of any unnecessary or additional efforting. Bringing a quality of relaxation into the posture. And from this place of release, inviting in the energy of elongation through the spine, which often allows for an opening of the heart center, an opening to receive this moment just as it is. In particular, opening to the breath as another touch point. Feeling the arising of the next inhalation. And the passing of the breath with the next exhalation. Witnessing your own breath with the same tender interest that you might bring to watching the breath of a newborn baby or a puppy or a kitten that's sleeping. Coming in close and watching the coming and the going of each breath. Letting the breath be the place you come home to. With this warm-hearted awareness. Allowing the breath to offer you an opportunity for intimacy with impermanence. With change. Each breath is an ephemeral miracle. It's not something you can grab hold of and keep. It's something you can experience as it comes and goes. coming in closer, you might notice just the beginning of the breath cycle. What's it like to open to feeling that first recognition of an inhalation? Bringing awareness close in to the beginning of each breath. Bringing awareness to the expansion of the in-breath. Feeling the fullness at the top of the inhalation, and resting in that slight pause at the top of the inhalation. That place before the breath turns over. Into the out-breath, letting yourself connect with that momentary pause, the stillness between the two wings of the breath. And then letting awareness flow into knowing the exhalation, feeling the wave of release as breath leaves the body. And resting into the felt sense of the pause at the base of the exhalation. That slight gap before the out-breath opens into the next inhalation. then widening the view once more. Just a feeling the breath flowing in and out of the body. Feeling the body as a whole sitting here, breathing. As we come into the final minutes of our practice together today, perhaps recognizing how this capacity to be with the coming and going of the breath might serve as practice for being with the coming and going of life. How it might create space to let life move through us. And how in this spaciousness, there might be more ease, more safety for others to be in the flow of their own lives. So that we may live in a world where there's these qualities of safety, ease, peace, and freedom. May it be so. I thought I'd share just a few brief reflections on this emerging theme of the five remembrances. I had introduced them last time, just as an overview. This is a practice that is often in the form of short reflections or recitations that really invite reflection or an intimacy with these expressions of impermanence in this human incarnation. And the first remembrance is often phrased something like this. This is one of my favorite languagings of it. You know, this body is of the nature to age. There's no way to escape aging. And one of the things I appreciate about this phrasing is using the phrase this body rather than I am of the nature to age. It's already poking holes in that sense of self. Oh, this body that I'm sort of borrowing for this lifetime, you know, it's come together in this way, and moment by moment it's falling apart. And it invites this exploration of even what is this body? You know, what is this body? Is this body something that is solid, fixed, stable, the same through the arc of time? Most of us started out a whole lot smaller in the beginning. You know, we showed up in this pretty compact package, you know, 6 to 10 pounds maybe, depending on what your mom endured in the birth of you. And, you know, over the arc of time, you know, we get bigger, taller, these bodies might accumulate and lose pounds. You might have less hair in some places. You might have hair that you didn't have somewhere, you know, years ago. You know, there may be wrinkles, there may be stretch marks, there may be scars that have appeared on the body from cuts that have healed or surgeries that came. So, you know, this body, even that is really quite interesting to investigate. And how attached are you to this body? Not that attachment is good or bad. It's not about that. It's quite human. You know, we often think, this is me. Is it? I don't know. If it's coming and going and changing, it's like, what is it? What is it? Even, you know, the breath can offer us an entry point into reflecting on this nature of aging. You know, aging is really an arising and a passing of something. Might be an arising and passing of appearance or of strength or of energy. And the breath, taking that really close look at the breath in the way that we did, like, what's the breath? You know, we say the breath like it's something we could package or hold on to. And is the breath the beginning of the breath? Is the breath the end of the breath? Is it the inhalation? Is it the exhalation? Is it the pause at the top or the bottom of the breath? Is it the whole package? You know, and again, this isn't an intellectual exercise. These are all fingers pointing to the moon. You know, there's that teaching in a lot of Buddhism and meditative teachings that we're always trying to bring our awareness in a direction and to talk about things that you can't really capture in words. So we're sort of just saying, well, look here, and then discover it, feel it, and see what's there. And part of what we see is the vanishing ephemeral quality of a breath, of a body, of a lifetime. You know, and then to see how we relate to that ephemeral nature, to see how we relate to the comings and goings. Is there a sense of trying to hold on to it, you know, to grasp it? And like, you know, we turn on the TV or pick up a magazine and there's 5,000 ads that tell us how to prevent wrinkles or to stay young or to dye our hair or whatever it might be. So there's a lot of energy in the field that might promote a sense of wanting to hold on to or maintain or freeze frame a sense of identity in the body. So maybe we're pulled in the direction of relating to change in the body or aging in that way. You know, maybe there's some curiosity. Maybe there's even some equanimity or peace or comfort with it. You know, it's, again, there's no right relationship, but we get to see change, and then we get to see, how do I relate to change, this particular flavor of change? And through that exploration, we often start to see, how do we relate to me? This activity of selfing. In the three characteristics, we talked about self not so much as a thing that we have or don't have, but a process that we engage in. There's this process of building sandcastles of self, really, that get washed away by time and circumstance. And we think it's something solid, but it's not really. It's always sort of crumbling at the edges. And how is that for us? Does it evoke fear? Does it evoke a sense of discovery? So these are all opportunities to explore. And these phrases, these practices, you know, this body is of the nature to age, there's no way to escape aging, is a contemplation that we can hold. And you can play with that in different ways. You might let yourself for a week, you know, this week, just kind of tune in. You know, what's changed in this body over the arc of time? What's changing even day to day? Oh, today this body's a little more tired, or it's a little achier. You look in the mirror and you're like, was that wrinkle there yesterday? Was that little crease, you know, around the eye there? Maybe it was, but oh, I didn't notice. And you know, how do I relate to noticing that that's there? And then to be curious, if we're not this body or this, you know, constellation of cells and organs that is aging, like, what are we? And it's not about an intellectual answer to that question. It's just opening. And there's freedom in that. These five remembrances point us in the direction of more freedom. Because when we hang our happiness on being a particular way in this body, you know, oh, if my happiness is about not inhabiting a body that's aging, and then in future weeks we'll look at bodies that get injured and ill and bodies that die and, you know, the separation from other bodies that are also ephemeral. There's more freedom when our happiness is not glued to a fixed sense of self, or even a fixed sense of the larger web of life and the interbeing, you know. So there's more that could be said, but I think I'll just pause there. And I often will put us in breakout rooms, but we're such a small group today. I think I'll just see if there's any comments, curiosities, questions that arise. We'll just take a few minutes. I have to leave a few minutes early today. Nancy just said farewell. She has to get back to work. But I'll just see if there's anything that wants to be expressed on this topic. Wow. Thank you for sharing, Diane. Such beautiful teachings. Thank you. Anyone else? I just, pick this up if you wish. Each session in this series, is an invitation to go deeper with one of the reflections. And so to just explore, aging. And it might be aging internally, it might be aging externally. So just picking up that theme and seeing what life has to teach you in the coming 2 weeks. I'll try to send out a reminder to folks I know who regularly drop in. Next week, I am actually teaching a retreat, and I'll be off grid. So I won't be here next week. I'll be back in 2 weeks, and we'll look at illness, the body and illness, and really looking at these remembrances with this other lens as well of what it teaches us about self, you know, and that larger sense of self that those two examples so beautifully point at, you know, and the freedom that can come. So you have two juicy weeks to explore living in a body that ages, and I'll look forward to hearing what you discover and to continuing this exploration together. It's really a rich one.